Nozir, Perek Dalad, Mishneh Dalad. We're continuing now a discussion of what's going to be if a husband is mefer nezirus ishtoi. But the context over here of the Mishnah is to discuss the dinim of the karbonos that were hufrash, that were hukraf, and we have to go in somewhat into the details of the karbonos of a nozir. And then we'll understand the fallout, legabi an ish nezira, that her process was stopped in the middle of yideha for his bailo. So, we've spoken out that there's a chiluk between the karbonis, kimuvur and parshas nosoi, of tiglachas tumma, if a person becomes tome, where he has to bring a chatos and an oila and an osham. The regular karbonis of a nozir that finished off yomei nezirus, and now he's bringing karbonis, part of the din of nezirus, plus the karbonis is what's matir, the nezirus, then mikam ve'elech, he doesn't have any of the restrictions of nozir anymore. So the Torah says, "V'zois teiras anozir b'yom melois yimei nizrei." This is what has to be brought by a nozir when he finishes off b'yom melois. That yom melois is that 30th day where maybe there's a mitzvah say and kikule what we learned about, and there's a shaila whether you have to finish off that day, day 30, day 31. So the pasuk over there says, "V'hikiv is karbon el Hashem keves ben shnosei tam mechad la'oila." There's one behema for an oila. "V'kafso achas bashnosei tmim lechatos." It's a zocher for a oil, for an oila, and a nekeva for a chatos. Va'ayil echo tom l'shlomim. Whereas the teglachas tumma has a chatos and an oila, and an osham, over here it's a chatos, an oila, and a shlomim. The not having the osham is understandable because he didn't do anything wrong. So he doesn't have to bring an osham. Osham is always an aver for wrongdoing. When a nozer became tome, he has to bring a carbon of wrongdoing. The chatos, that's the famous Rashi, where Rashi says that he has to bring a chatos, because at the end of the day, the Rebbeinu Shalom created the pleasures of life, and a nozer having to go away, having to be a poyrish from society, b'midu mesuyemis is called a choyte. A lot that the Bali Musa have to say on that halacha. In any case, those are our halachas. We have a chatos and a oila. The carbon of the three that's complicated, agav, is the shlomim. The isle of a nozer, which is a shlomim, has a few interesting halachas. For starters, there's a certain similarity between the el nozer, that's what's called the Lashon HaMishnah, the el nozer and a korban toida. Both of them are kachim kalim. They're shchitosim b'chomokim b'azora, the domom t'unin shtayim shehen arba. And the halacha is by both of them that even though normally kachim kalim, korban shlomim, is normally eaten l'shnei yom v'laylo. Echad, over here, the kedushas ha-korban is that it's necha l'yom v'laylo. There's another halacha also, that each one of these korbanos has an auxiliary chiyuv of lachmim, lachme toida. The separate halachas on lachme toida, that's matzah and chometz chiddush. Over here, lachme nozir have to be brought. The nozir brings esrim lachmim. 10 of them are matzois and 10 are rikike matzois. Two different types, even though both of them are matzah, not chometz. So that's one halacha. The other halacha is over here, that the zeroya b'sheilo, that means there's a halacha, there's a whole halacha over here that you have to take the zeroya of the korban, you have to be mevashel it with the basar b'azora. The kohen then takes the zeroya of the behema, which was cooked, and he puts it al kape anozir together with the chozav v'shoik is anyways given to a kohen, but over here the zeroya as well is also given to a kohen, can only be eaten by a kohen. It's put al kape anozir with a chala akas, with the other type, the rokik also, and then the kohen puts his hand miniach kohen is yodei tachas yad anozir mamsh to say the apsukim. And he makes tnufa on the whole collection. The zeroya is then eaten, even though it's kachim kalim, but that chelik of the carbon, the zeroya, could be eaten only by a kohen. These are the unique halachas of the el nozer. Now let's learn the Mishnah. Ha'isha shenodra bin nozer, woman became a nazir, v'frishas behemto. She was mafisher behema. The word behemta over here, l'chayri, means all three behemas. The reason why it said b'loshen yochi is each behema has a din bifnei atzmoi, as we'll see behem shchamishna. The husband was then made for Nidra. So she was a Nazira. The Mikan Ve'elech, we'll say the way we said in Hafara, the husband is made for his oiker, the Neder Mikan Lahabo. So that's it. L'chay she has never been to be Kabonis. So first the Mishnah says one detail, and it's important to have Akdom to that as well. And that is that there's Halacha, one of the Chiyuve issues, is that a husband is Mukhuyiv to pay for Kabonis, that his wife is Mukhuyiv. For starters, every woman is a Kabonis Yeladis. Every time she has a vlad or a miscarriage, the halacha she has to bring a carbon. Without that carbon, she's mechusik kippurim, she's mechusik kapara, and she can't eat kachem truma. She's in a state of semi tuma. He has to bring those karbanos. He has to pay for those karbanos. If she chalil de navera, you have to know what happens if she did an avera b'meizah. It's not going to get to a carbon, but she did it by an avera b'shegik. L'chayr, her husband is mechusik to pay for carbon chatos. What's negated to us is that a woman who became a Nazira, her husband is mechuyiv to pay for the karbanis that he's mechuyiv. I'm sorry, that she's mechuyiv to. A Nazira is mechuyiv to bring karbanis, therefore the husband is mechuyiv to pay for those karbanis. So the Mishnah speaks out. Im shaloi hoise behemto. If the behema that was hufresh le karban was his behema, as it should be, because lemaisa, he's mechuyiv, teitze v'tirebei der. The halacha is lemaisa, she can't be magdish his behemah stamazoy. What would give her a right to be mafish his behemah is his shibut, but he only has a shibut to pay for her karbonis if she's mechuyiv. If these karbonis now don't have to be paid for, comes out lemafreya that we see lemaisa, he wasn't mechuyiv, she wasn't mechuyiv those karbonis. If that's the case, the hegdish is not chal. Now, one could ask, the way we explained in previous Mishnah is that hafor is mikan ve'elech. Only Akiras Chochem is lemafreya. Over here, Bishas Maisa, she was mechuyiv when she was mafish the carbon. It's only when she's on the derech to Yerushalayim to bring the carbonus, then he was mefer. At that point, no need for a carbon. But the etzem hegdish of the carbon lechara was chal. And the answer to that is that the husband doesn't have a shibud to bring for his wife carbonus, to pay for his wife's carbonus on day 15 in the Nazirus. He has it when she gets to the Hazara with the carbon that she's mechuyiv to bring for her Nazirus, she's mechuyiv to pay. At kama that it's nizbarer that b'shaitoi, when she got to the Hazara, she was not mechuyiv to bring a carbon nazir, comes out that his shibud wasn't there when she was mafresh the behema. Retroactively, l'mafreya, he wasn't mechuyiv. It's called that she was magdish a behema, she'en a shaloh, and the hegdish is not chal. That's the chayyim pshat over here, and the Mishnah expresses that by saying "Mshaloi hoisa behemto teitze v'tira be'eder." The behemah goes out and treat it like a regular behemah. It's not psuli amagdoshim tira be'eder. It could go graze with the other animals in the flock. It's chulin mamish. Complicated is v'imshaloi hoisa behemto if she was the owner of the behemah. So now the behemah is b'shas she was mafish. There was a Nazirus. That Hegdish is Chal. Mikan Ve'elech, he was Mefish, he doesn't have to bring. But the Kedusha was Chal. We don't look at it as a mistake, as a toys in the Etzem Hafrosha. If I would have known that my husband's going to be Mefish, I wouldn't have been Mafish. The whole thing's a toys. No. Bishaitoy, it wasn't a toys. You were Mafish because you had a Chiv on you. Not Betoys. So now the Shal is, what do? You have three behemoths over here. What do you do with these three behemoths that have a Hegdish? And they're not necessary for this Nazira. So it's like this. Hachatos Tomus. We have a general rule, most prominent in Maseches Tmura, that a Chatos Shemesa Baleo, or other cases where the Kapora of the Behemoth, for the reason that it was Hufrash, is no longer relevant. The Halach is Tomus. There's nothing you can do with the Behemoth. The Kedusha can't come off. Kedusha's HaKarbon can't come off Stamazoi. And the Kedusha of a carbon chatos, you can't turn it into a Balmum, Tzalochim HaShem Sinai. You can't send the Behemoth out, what's called, all of us say, the Kachem Tira Hatshet Tistoev. Let it graze until it becomes a Balmum, Psula Megdoshim, and you'll turn it into not Kedusha's carbon. Doesn't work that way. Carbon chatos, maybe even an Oshem, Tzmachloik Tanoim. Carbon that's Hufrash for an Avera has to stay Bikdushos. If not, Thomas, put it into a room and let it starve to death, dies, and that's it. That halacha is a bazunder halacha in chatos. And the reason or I don't want to say the reason, but part of the Geder Advarim is that a Korban Chatos' whole Kedusha is tied up to the Kapora for that individual. There's no generic Korban Chatos. I mean, the Muda bring a Korban Chatos. Nishdo Zazah. A Korban Chatos, the whole Kedusha is Chal al Yidei, the fact that there's a Yankel who needs a Kapora. And what's Chal, the Kedusha's Chatos, is an expression of Kapora's Yankel. So Mamela, if Yankel, let's say, died, and there's no need for the Kapora anymore, the Kedusha is here, but it has no place to go. The Kedusha of the carbon can only be brought, and it can only exist as a carbon only in the context of Kaporas, the Miskaper. Oyla doesn't have that then. Oyla was Hufrash, because Yankel said, Harei Olai carbon Oyla. Okay. So Lomazam and Yankel died, there's no Harei Olai. The carbon is a carbon. The Kedusha is a Kedusha, and the Hakrov is a Hakrov. So over here as well, you have a behemoth that's an Oyla. The Kedusha doesn't go off. Tikrav Oyla. Let it be. Vashlomim tikrav shlom. The Gemara at the beginning of Zvachim has a discussion. There's a mitzvah that the Bailam should make smicha. Who's going to do the smicha over here if the Bailam died? Okay, it's a minor detail. Gimavu and the sugi over there. But be'etzim, the Kedusha Oyla is what it is. We get to the Shlomim, it's a little bit more complicated. Vashlomim tikrav shlomim. The etzim Kedusha as karban shlom again is a generic Kedusha. Even though over here the Kedusha is not a regular Korban Shlom. We said similar to a Korban Toida, which is Nechal Yem V'Laila, and it has a Din Matzois. But Lamaisa, even a Toida, has Kedusha Shlomim. It's the specific type of Shlomim called a Toida. So we'll call this also an El Nozer has Kedusha Shlomim. It can be brought as a Shlomim. It's not being brought as a Chiyuv of a Nozer, that doesn't make a difference. It can be brought out to Shlom Shabbai. It will have the inherent limitations of Kedusha, that it has to be eaten Lefi the Kedusha that it was Hukdash for. It has to be eaten Liyem V'Laila. Like the Mishnah says, Nechon Liyem Echot, Ve'enon Tu'unun Lechem. Now, L'chay, the Kedusha is Mechay Vos Avos Lechem. See here, Bonu Le Hagdorois, from the Briskerov, maybe we'll say it now in Nusach. The way the Briskerov understands is that the etzim kedusha of the korban, el nozer, the toida, is the korban itself. The din of a makriv of a korban toida or a korban el nozer is that he has to bring lechem. The lechem is not part of the korban. You want to say it sharf. The way to say it is in the cheftza, in the kedusha, the cheftza of the korban, avada the lechem is not part. It's a din on the gavra, who's the makriv, that he has to bring lechem. There's no gavra over here who's being makriv the korban as an expression of nazirus. The nazirus is gone. The husband was mefer. So there's no nazir, rather nazira, that's bringing a korban. The korban that's being brought is a cheftza of an el nozer. So it has to be brought as an el nozer, but the dinim on the makriv, because he's a nozer that's bringing an el nozer, that doesn't exist. There isn't a nozer that's bringing an el nozer. That's the hagdor. And therefore, nechon liyemechon on one hand, ve'enon tu'un lechem on the other hand. The Rishonim understand this type of hagdor, and the Briskerov weighs in on this also. There got to be something else. We mentioned that there's a din, that there's a whole seder of tnufo, that's done with the nozer on chalokim of the korban nozer. That is only a din in a nozer. There's no nozer here. Her nazirus is history. So the korban is brought without the tnufa, but the din in the kedusha of the el nozer, that the zeroya is asur, is also lezorim, and it could only be eaten by kohanim, that's inherent in the kedusha, like the nechom liyem echot. So that din stays. The Maisa, that's the way the Rishonim understand. Tosfos, other Rishonim. The Rambam, seemingly based on Yerushalmi in Perches of Hilchos Nazirus, is Mashma, that even the Isur Achilas Zeroya Lezorim is not Negei in this case. That means he holds that that's not inherent in the Kedusha, the Cheftz of the Korban, like the Nechol Neim Echot. He holds that that's a din in the Maisa Achila of the Bailim, that no, it should be given to the Kohen, but that's all a Chiv in the Makriv, in the Nozer. If you don't have a Nozer here, because she's Ois Nozer, so inherent in the Kedusha of the Korban, no, there's no din there, it should be limited. It's Shkachim Kalim, it can be eaten by anybody. So that part is a little bit complicated. Now the Mishnah goes weiter. Hoyu lo mo'istumin. Mo'istumin means she has money set aside. But it wasn't set aside that she was miyachid money for her chattas, for her oila, for her shlam. It's a very important chilik. First of all, we'll point out that the money over here was her money. If it was his money, then we have the same halacha. If the behemoth was from him, is his galam milsalam afreya, that he's not meshubin, and then she was magdish mois, that she doesn't have a right to be magdish. We're talking here about mois that's hers. How you lo mois tumen. There's another point to make over here, that we don't see these three karbonis, the chattas, the oila, the shlamim, as being separate karbonis. Normal, let's say somebody takes a $100 bill, coins, shkolim, sloim, dinorim, and he sets it aside, hareze kodesh, this money, to bring a carbon. Which carbon? Don't know. Figure it out. There's no such thing as kedusha that's chal as a general thing. There's no such thing. It has to be a specific name. Kedushas oila has to be chal. Kedushas chatos. So on. The kedusha that's chal of mois for a carbon has to be chal with a specific which carbon. The point over here is that the chatos oila and shlam are not just three karbonis stamazoi. They're three parts of the karbonis of a nozer. So the kedusha that's chal in it is the kedusha of karbonis of a nozer. You have the same idea. A woman takes behemois. Not behemoth, I'm sorry, oifois, where she has to bring two oifois, the whole Masechas Kinim is geboten, that Ishi Yeledes has to bring a chatos and an oilo soif and a chatos soif. She takes two birds, and she sets them aside as a can, as a peer, of her carbon Yeledes. What do you mean? Which one is going to be the oilo, which one's going to be the chatos? She wasn't miyachet. How's the kedusha chal? It's not chal as an oilo or chatos, it's chal as a carbon Yeledes. It's two parts of one thing. Over here also in the money is chal b'kedushas korban nozer. Okay. Mois tumim, we have a halacha l'mois from Sinai, that when mois is left over for one kedusha, in certain circumstances, it could be diverted afterwards to a kedusha. The gedarim are discussed in the Mishnah Shkolim, which korbanos could be diverted to others. The din v'shteit b'fanenu in the Mishnah is ho'ilo mois stumim. Like we said, yiplu l'nedova. Nedova was a collection, was a shofar, a box in the Beis HaMikdash where mois was put in l'nedova, where karbonos were brought on a continual basis, that the mizbeach should always be full of karbonos. That's kvod Hashem, that the mizbeach should constantly be in a state of avodah. It's called kayitz hamizbeach. Even though this mois has kedusha l'chara of a korban, Kabonis Nazir, but that's the halacha Moshe Mishnah, that the general shame Kabonis Nazir, if it's no longer necessary, because she's not a Nazir, because the husband was made for Nidra, so Mamela could be diverted for the Nidra. However, Mois Mifuroshim, let's say she was Miyachid a sum of money. Tmei Chatos, Tmei Oilo, Tmei Shlomim, so then not. Why? Because it's Chalit Kedushas Chatos. It's not chal kedusha as korban nozer. It's chal kedusha as chatos. Kedusha as chatos can't be diverted to an oila. Kedusha shlom can't be diverted to an oila. So mel, now you stop. Dmei chatos, we have the same halacha Moshe Mishnah that whenever Moshe is set aside as to be used for a korban chatos, if the miskaper is no longer here, or there's another reason another korban was brought for him, there's no need or there's no way to bring this korban for this aveira, for this miskaper. The same equivalent of Tomus is called in Maseches Tmura Yelchu Yam HaMelech. And that's the halacha over here. The money has to be gotten rid of. Yam HaMelech is a place where you can throw money in, it's not coming back out. It's a way of destroying it permanently. Chazal's bitui of destroying money permanently is Yelchu Yam HaMelech. Loinenim v'loy moelim bohem. It doesn't have mi'ilo because it really doesn't have a purpose. It has Kedusha, but normally Kedusha is... If somebody is moil, if somebody diverts something that has kedusha, kedusha is carbon obed gabayis, he's oivana isim ilo A, B has to make a carbon ilo, he has to pay. Over here, loy moilin. Why? Because the mi'ilo isn't something that has kedusha for a constructive purpose. Over here, it doesn't. It's not going anyplace. So mel, that takes off the din mi'ilo. You're not diverting something that has a productive use. But lamais, it does have kedusha. It has to be gotten rid of. Therefore, the halacha is loy nanim, aba loy moelim behem. If he is nanim, if he does violate this, so loy moelim behem. That's all what's negated to the dmei chatos. The dmei oilo, the money that he set aside, that she set aside for her carbon oilo. Again, from her money, she set aside carbon oilo. So the kedusha was chal in it. It can't be diverted to the regular carbonis. Yavu oilo, oilo behem, but it could be brought as an oilo. Kedusha Israel, the money that was set aside as an oil, like we said, the same way you could, if it was a behemoth, you could be makiv as an oil, over here you have your oil. It's, since it's constructive money that can be used for Kedusha, umayla behemoth, has din me'ilam. Dmei shlamim, also it has the Kedusha of a shlamim, the same way the behemoth, yaviu shlamim, the money will have to be used for something which is Kedusha of a shalmei nazir, nechol layem echad, but vein atun lochem, the same way we explained by a behemoth.